AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The United Nations nuclear watchdog has released a report on Israeli airstrikes in Iran.
The IAEA says it now believes Israeli strikes on Iran's Natanz enrichment site had direct impacts on the facility's underground centrifuge halls. It did not elaborate. It's the first time the UN nuclear watchdog has assessed damage from the strike in the underground parts of Natanz, which is the main enrichment facility of Iran's program. Earlier, it was clear that Natanz's above-ground enrichment hall had been destroyed, as well as electrical equipment that powered the facility. Iran has not discussed the damage done in depth at Natanz, as the country is reeling from the ongoing Israeli strikes that are dismantling its air defenses and killing its top military commanders. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Trump says he's working on something better than a ceasefire and posted an ominous message warning people in Iran's capital, Tehran, to evacuate. The city has been emptying out and businesses are mostly shuttered. Naomi Bar-Yakov with Chatham House in London says the president is in a difficult position.
He doesn't want to get dragged into a war. And I think we're at the brink of going one way or another. I don't think he wants to the United States to take an active part in the offensive. He's been warned by all the Gulf states that he cannot use the U.S. bases in the Gulf, and that's their red line.
President Trump left the G7 summit in Canada early to return to Washington. The president ruled out calling Minnesota Governor Tim Walz after the targeted shootings of two state lawmakers in that state.
The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and calm, but why waste time?
The president spoke from Air Force One. One lawmaker and her husband were killed in Minnesota. The second legislator and his wife sustained serious injuries in the shootings early Saturday. A suspect surrendered to police. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping on Wall Street, and crude oil prices are turning higher again. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% in the first hour of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 27 points. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Treasury yields edged lower in the bond market. That came after the government reported that shoppers spent less money than expected at stores last month. Crude oil prices rose more than 2% after President Donald Trump warned people living in Iran's capital to evacuate. About 10 million people live in Tehran. Seth Sutel, New York.
Kraft Heinz says it will be pulling artificial dyes from products starting in 2027 and will no longer roll out new products with the dyes. It comes nearly 2 months after health officials said they would urge food makers to phase out petroleum-based artificial colors. Kraft Heinz says almost 90% of its products already don't contain food, drug, and cosmetic colors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.